From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. As Dr. Alan Cairns approaches the conclusion of this extended series on the Lord's Prayer, he's dealing with the closing doxology of the prayer, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." He has shown the necessity of retaining these words as a vital part of the prayer, demonstrating that this closing affirmation is intimately related to all of the preceding petitions. Today, he turns to the matter of living in the light of eternity, focusing on the final word of the doxology, forever. Here is a warning to all unsaved people of the folly of living without reference to eternity. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, Lessons from the Eternity and Immutability of God. Before the message, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Men as Men, God as God. The text is in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 12 and 13. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldst be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man, which shall be made as grass? And forgettest the Lord thy Maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens, and laid the foundations of the earth, and hast feared continually every day, because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? Let the text itself be taken as the portion for today. There is no need to enlarge upon it. Trembling one, read it, believe it, feed on it, and plead it before the Lord. He whom you fear is only a man after all, while he who promises to comfort you is God, your Maker, and the Creator of heaven and earth. Infinite comfort more than covers a very limited danger. Where is the fury of the oppressor? It is in the Lord's hand. It is only the fury of a dying creature, fury which will end as soon as the breath is gone from the nostril. Why then should we stand in awe of one who is as frail as ourselves? Let us not dishonor our God by making a god of puny man. We can make an idol of a man by rendering to him excessive fear, as well as by paying him inordinate love. Let us treat men as men and God as God. And then we shall go calmly on in the path of duty, fearing the Lord and fearing nobody else.
My name written on his
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We appreciate the letters, emails, and phone calls we've received from so many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word, some speaking of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS Audio Magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS Quarterly Magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS Audio Magazine simply by writing to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Or, why did Christ have to be virgin-born? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
This morning in our studies in the Lord's Prayer, we come to a word that I think is very often overlooked in the study of the doxology to this prayer. Verse 13 of Matthew 6 reads, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Now the doxology. "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Forever is a very small term with an impossibly large meaning for mortal men. We all are creatures of time. It's true that by God's decree, we will live forever. But our entire earthly experience is stamped with change and temporariness. The atheist libertine poet Percy Bysshe Shelley wrote a poem on mutability in which he likened men to clouds, which are here today and soon lost forever. I thought it was a very telling description for someone who pinned all his hopes on his own so-called humanism and his own idiotic atheism. And in that poem, Shelley comes to the conclusion that naught may abide but mutability. The only thing that stays the same is change. The only thing you can be certain of is that there's nothing certain. The only thing you can expect is that nothing will endure. So much for the creed of a libertine atheist. And yet when you lock your vision into our experience on earth, you can understand how he could come to that conclusion. We have read today in the 90th Psalm how that man is likened to grass which grows up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. Peter rammed this message home to the consciences of his readers when he said, "All flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away." That's what makes the term forever such a huge term. When you read these two little words in the Lord's Prayer, remember they bring us face to face with eternity. More importantly, they bring us face to face with the God of eternity. That man is a fool who lives for the passing moment and ignores eternity. He is a fool who lives for self and ignores God, his eternal judge. He's a fool who lives for the momentary pleasure and ignores the everlasting pain of a lost eternity. I have frequently quoted to you the words of a headstone in an old Southern Irish cemetery. And I do not apologize for bringing this message from the dead to you again. As soon as I heard it, I've never since forgotten it. A message from a man whose corpse has already turned to dust. Consider, man, as you pass by, as you are now, so once was I. As I am now, soon you will be. Consider, man, eternity. That is the urgent call that is implicit in the words forever. Because whatever we say or whatever we do in this world is always in the light of this forever. This is a solemn warning for every sinner. Every word and every deed has an eternal dimension. Never forget that. Forever brings us face to face with eternity. What a warning to the thoughtless, heedless crowd who have grown up with the philosophy, if it feels good, do it. If it's pragmatically expedient, do it. If it works for the moment, it's true and it's right. That's the philosophy that has cursed and damned the Western world in this 20th century. That's what's leading this generation by the million down to hell. And this warning from the Word of God faces that evil philosophy head on. And it tells you that the moment is just that. It's a moment. It's like a grain of sand in comparison to all the seashores of the world. It's like a speck of dust in comparison to the vastness of this apparently unlimited universe. The moment is just that. But you and I will live for eternity in heaven or in hell with Christ or without Christ, saved or damned forever. Covered by the blood of Christ's atonement and exalted to everlasting bliss, or trampling that blood beneath our feet and cast out into outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Eternity. Consider it well. Consider it personally. And face the question, what does forever mean for me? I said a moment or two back, you should not count on having 70 years or even 70 minutes. Daniel spoke to the wicked king Belshazzar of God, and he described him as the God in whose hand thy breath is. I think that's one of the most graphic descriptions in all of Scripture. God in whose hand thy breath is. And if God just closes his fist, all the doctors in creation can't keep you alive. All the technological medical advances can't extend your life. All the willpower in the world cannot keep you in this world. Once God closes his fist, Your breath is gone. You're in eternity. If God were to close that this today, let me ask you, where would you be in eternity? Where would you be in God's eternity? It's a tragic thought, but a very solemn reality. Every week in life, there are souls who go from a church pew to the outer darkness of a lost eternity. Would that happen to you? There's a warning here. Oh, do not miss it. Do not simply shrug it off. Don't put the blinkers of worldliness upon your eyes. Don't try to blind yourself to the awful reality of eternity by letting yourself be dazzled by the false light and glitter of the world. Consider this carefully. For once you've crossed the river of death, it'll be too late to consider, too late to repent, too late to exercise faith, too late to hear the gospel, too late. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. The Scripture says, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. The Scripture commands you to repent and be converted. Forever is a warning to every sinner. I trust you'll take it if you've come to this meeting without Christ, that God will let you go no further, but that He'll pull you up short to think seriously, where am I headed? How is it with my soul? I need to be saved. Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost all who come unto God by Him. As a sinner, lost and undone, I come to a Savior who is almighty and willing to save. Make sure you come.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.